Dr. Penske dictating amount I am in. Gary, G-A-R-Y. Kulha, K-U-L-H-A. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Kulha as described in my report of 11-9-16. Pretty is now a 60-year-old male who recounts he was injured at work on 4-1-15 when he slipped on an ice-covered roof. But as a result, he believes he injured his right shoulder, comma, both knees, comma, lower back, and neck. Perita's human resource person asked him what hurt the most, and he told her the right shoulder and knee. Perita did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on both the shoulder and knee in 2015. Since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Perita states he recently got 3 viscosupplementation injections to his right knee from Dr. Pepe, but he also had seen Dr. Lazarus again for his shoulder. In paragraph, as per the records provided, he received an order approving settlement on 10-7-18 to be inserted. After reopening his claim, he was seen by Dr. Pepe on 7-13-21 regarding his right knee. Paired diagnoses were right knee pain and unilateral primary osteoarthritis of the right knee. Mr. Kulha continued to be seen by Dr. Pepe. He had an MRI of the knee on 7-29-21 to be inserted. He returned to Dr. Pepe on 10-5-21 to review these results. He added another diagnosis of right knee post-traumatic medial compartment osteoarthritis. He placed him in an unloader-type knee brace. They discussed various treatment options, including surgical intervention. He accepted a Kenalog injection to the knee on this occasion. On 10-26-21, Dr. Pepe administered the first of several Euflexa injections to the right knee. The second such injection was given on 11-2-21. On 11-9-21, Dr. Pepe saw him a final time when the third Euflexa injection was given. He noted the petitioner had a history of degenerative joint disease and was having the final viscosupplementation injection. He was also taking diclofenac, Pennsaid solution, Ultram, Ambien, Vicodin 5-300, Oxycodone 10 mg, Tramadol 50 mg, Zolpidem 10 mg, Methocarbamol 750 mg, Naproxen 500 mg, Oxycodone-acetaminophen 5/325, Hydrocodone-acetaminophen 5-300 mg. Physical exam. General appearance, he states he had a car accident when he was 17 years old and injured his front teeth and neck. He recently was seen at Nazareth Hospital for his left knee. He states he sometimes helps a friend do work, but has difficulty using a drill with his right hand. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right shoulder. There was swelling of the right CMC joint. He indicated he had fractured this thumb in the past. Right shoulder motion was full in all independent spheres, but composite active extension with internal rotation was mildly limited to T11. Motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes, with decrepitous tenderness, triggering or locking. And then normal, shoulder maneuvers, normal, extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Impaired motion of the right knee was minimally limited to from 0 to 130 degrees of flexion with tenderness, but no crepitus. Impaired motion of the left knee, both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Impaired knee maneuvers, normal, spine, cervical. Inspection revealed a forward held posture, but no apparent scars. Impaired active flexion and extension were to 40 degrees, bilateral rotation 60 degrees, and bilateral side bending 35 degrees. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with an inconsistent antalgic gait on the right. This was mild in nature. Pretty states that this happens occasionally. Pterid impressions. Insert the summary marked from the prior report. Since evaluated here, Mr. Kula received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Pretty paragraph, he returned to Dr. Pepe for his right knee in particular. Period cortisone injections were first given. Period MRI, the knee was done to be inserted here. Period then a series of Euflexa injections was administered. Period. It does not appear that he had any substantive additional treatment for the right shoulder. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found virtually full range of motion about the right shoulder and right knee. Period. Provocative maneuvers in both areas were negative. Period. He had full range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine. Period. He had an intermittent antalgic gait on the right, but did not use a cane or a walker. Period. Active cervical range of motion was also decreased. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency are the same from my prior report as marked. And that is the end.